Nice. Okay, today's daf is daf Chof Zayin. We have a very special South African greeting. I also wanted to warn all you guys that your family members are basically being held hostage. So anybody who doesn't show up for daf Yomi is in big trouble. Okay, today we're going to complete the inyonim that we started yesterday. With the Gemara made an assumption yesterday that Hefshed Menituach does not require Kuhuna, and Chizkiah gave us the drasha. We explained that that's the meaning of the Mishnah Hefshed Menituach and Shamin, whether it's a carbon yachid or carbon sibor, that it's kosher bizarre. Chizkiah's drasha was not very clear because we left off with saying the fact that it says V'natnu b'nei Aaron ha-kohen eish ala mizbeach means only netinat eish requires a kohen, but Hefshet V'nituach doesn't require a kohen. Complete non-relationship between the two. And the Gemara's kasha yesterday, which we left off with, was what in the world is the fact that the Torah says that you do need a kohen for netinat eish have to do with implying that you don't need a kohen for Hefshet V'nituach? So what we're going to do today is we're going to go through the way in which Abaye explained Chizkiah's drasha to his own son. So he gave it over in much more detail what it was that Chizkiah was basing it on. We're going to then come out and actually examine a deeper issue which has been underlying a lot of our thinking all along, which is the relationship between avodas that are concluded at night, avodas that can begin at night with the main avoda shabiyon. Remember we raised earlier that question. Avarim u'pedorim is the end of the day's avoda. Trumas Hadeshen is really the beginnings of avoda. The relationship of avodat tama, which was never quite clear what concludes. We say tama. Tama exactly in the same, we said it has to be in the same set. So we said the relationship of the tama of the zrika versus other things that we've done post-zrika. What's the relationship of the Trumas Hadeshen to the Hotza'at Hadeshen? Is the Trumas Hadeshen the conclusion of the Aved, of the burning of the various Evarim Upadarim, in which case Hakrov is not an Avodat Tama? Is that what you're going to say? Would we say that the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is the Avodat Tama of the Trumas Hadeshen? All these questions we sort of left with different approaches earlier. We're going to examine that today. And we also, because we had raised the questions of on what things a czar is chayav misa on. So now we'd like to know whether these things that we're speaking about now, we're saying a czar is okay for the Hefshet V'nituach. What things would a czar be chayav misa on in the sugyas that we've had until now, such as the issue of Trumas Hadeshen and so on? All this we will discuss today, all of it catalyzed by the closing words of the Mishnah, which were only merames to the fact that a czar is kosher for Hefshet V'nituach. We'll have a whole daf basically revolving around this question. So yesterday we asked, Hami Baile Lagufa, let's start at the beginning here of Chav Zayin, Hami Baile Lagufa, don't we need the Torah's Pasuk of the Natnu B'nei Aaron HaKohen Eish Al HaMizbeach to tell me exactly that halacha, that the Natnu B'nei Aaron Eish Al HaMizbeach? Get a little bit more power in this because we got so much noise out there. Omer Reb Shimi Bar Ashi. So Reb Shimi Bar Ashi explains that Ashkechate le'Abaye, I once met up with Abaye when he was in the middle of explaining this sugya to his son. And he started at the beginning, really, of the Seder of Aveda in the beginning of Vayikra. Now this is before, we have to realize that this is before the all of the Dinim are, some of these psukim, all of the dinim are expressed in Tzav. Remember, the way that Vayikra is constructed is that the first parsha only describes the different types of korbanos. The second parsha, which is Tzav, starts with the idea of there's a mizbeach with Eish, and the Kohanim's dealing with the Eish, and the Seder of the Ma'arocha, on which is put the Eila, which is a reference to the Eila, meaning the Eilas HaTamid. So there's really two parts, and it's going to be necessary, as we'll see later on, to interrelate them. Because sometimes we make a reference to something earlier in Vayikra, to something that is only going to be introduced, really, in Tzav. The beginning of Vayikra ignores the aspects of the Eish, the Shnei Tzirei Yitzim, and so on. Just says, what do you do with the animal itself? So we start off with the halacha over here of a shachat et ben avakar lifnei Hashem, v'zikrivu b'nei Aharon ha-Kohanim et Adam, v'zarku et Adam ala mizbeach. Fine. So here we're bringing now the Ola, and it says v'shachat, first v'shachat, doesn't say anything about b'nei Aharon, and only later it says v'hikrivu b'nei Aharon ha-Kohanim et Adam, correct? So who did the shechita? Who was the v'shachat? So Abayas explained to his son, v'shachat, this implies the shechita is kosher bizarre. Now I know you're saying, where am I coming from? Exactly. Let me explain myself. V'chimeayin bata, exactly as we would say in English, where are you coming from? You're telling me what? V'shachat is kosher bizarre. Well, I don't understand. First of all, why would we think that it's possible bizarre? Let's start with our original hanacha. What would be our original hanacha? Let me explain to you, my son. Michlal Shinemar, the Atalva Necha itchatishmunut kunatchem the chol devar hamizbeach, it should say here. So remember, we dash that pasuk, anything at all that has to do with the mizbeach is only you, Aaron, and your children. Be very careful about that. Tishmunut kunatchem. So my initial reaction would certainly have been, Shomea ani afilu shchita. So we have to be very careful not to allow a zar to get near the carbon, even for shchita too. That would be part of tishmurat kuhunatchem. No, that would be a mistake. Talmud lomar, therefore comes the Torah to explain to us, v'shachat et ben abakar lifnei Hashem, v'hikrivu b'nei Aharon ha-Kohanim et Adam. Look at the difference. I mean, it's so incredibly bolet. He should shecht, and then the b'nei Aharon, the Kohanim, then they should come and they should bring the dam to the mizbeach. Obviously, the he who should shecht is completely unrelated to the Ikrivu B'nei Aharon. This shows us b'kabbalah ve'elech mitzvat kuhuna, that kuhuna only clicks in once we're talking about the dam. But assume when we're talking first about the shechita, it doesn't mean that anything to do with avodat ha-kohanim, which would also imply that this is not really part of the braita. This is Abayas explaining to his son. It's not an additional drasha. Because the truth is, we need this pasuk. But this would imply, explains Abaye, that just like what it says before, v'samach yado, and that's talking about the owner of a korban. Samach yado, al rosh ha'olah, v'nirtzalo, l'chaper alav, all of that is right smack bang in the middle of the opening of Vayikra, what an oila is. Again, nothing to do with the tzav issues. So the owner of an oila is v'samach yado, and then it goes on in the next pasuk to say v'shachat. So that v'shachat is related indeed to the v'samach, in that the person who did the smicha, who was the owner, can go right ahead and he can do the shechita all on his own, and there would be no problem with that. So in other words, we follow. Now the reality is that we need those two psukim related to teach me that tekef l'smicha shchita. You do the smicha immediately before the shchita, and then you do the shchita right on the spot. Which has all types of implications about where you need to do the smicha, what to do if you can't be nichnas la'azara, and so on and so forth. But meanwhile, Abaye is explaining to his son, but so you see how naturally the pasuk flows. The samach yado clearly is the owner. Over there wasn't talking about kohanim at all. This is the beginning of Vayikra we're talking about here, not Tzav. So the beginning of Vayikra is talking about an owner. A person wants to bring an oila, it says, so let him bring his oila and press down with his hands on the top of the oila, and then v'shachat, meaning who? Him. He should be v'shachat. Fine. Now everything is very, very clear, you see? Limeid ala shechita shekshera bizar. Again, that doesn't mean literally limeid, as we already learned it, but there too it flows that we're assuming that the shechita is kosher bizar. Now, continues Abaye to his son, once that's true, in other words, I now know michti, mikabola ve'elach mitzvat kuhuna. You're satisfied that I've proven to you that kuhuna begins with Kabbalah, because it says v'ikrivu b'nei Aharon ha-Kohanim et Adam, correct? Now, I'll bet you're wondering why The next pasuk says, "V'notnu b'nei Aharon haKohen eish al haMizbeach v'yorchu etzim al haEish." Now you're probably scratching your head. You're thinking to yourself, "If I've already seen in two pesukim before that mikabola ve'elach mitzvahs kohuna, what if every time somebody does something, they're going to have to go through again? Oh, by the way, I'm talking about Aharon and his children. You said that already. From this point on, I'm going to assume that everything is Aaron and his children, right? So why do I need to mention it again? Salamali. Oh, that was Chizkiah's drasha that we had yesterday. That in fact, the repetition, which was completely unnecessary, of the V'natnu b'nei Aaron, that's what he referred to yesterday, Chizkiah, in the bottom of the daf. V'natnu b'nei Aaron ha-kohen eish al ha-mizbeach. He took all of this into consideration. And he was saying, look, it's obviously not legufe, because we've already introduced the fact that kuna has to be active here. Therefore, why is it stressing? When it comes to the Eish, we need the Kohen. And what don't you need the Kohen for? I already know I don't need him for Shechita. That's Chizkiah's drasha. Lemu'utei hefshet v'nituach. Therefore, it's coming to tell me, just like he said, that this means things that aren't directly related to the actual hakrava do not require kahuna, even though they're part of what you're doing. But the bringing of the yesh does require kahuna. So everything makes sense. Lamutei hefshet v'nituach. Asks the Gemara, it's not 100% persuasive. Because, I mean, look, if I read the pasuk about mikabola ve'elach mitzvat kahuna, because it says v'ikrivu b'nei Aharon, now, obviously, what's talking about over there? It's talking about the dam. V'ikrivu b'nei Aharon. What does it say? B'nei Aharon ha-kohanim et ha-dam. So obviously, I learned from there that an aveda that is ma'akev kapora, I mean, that's what the dam is all about. That's the essential aveda. An aveda that's ma'akev kapora, I understand, requires kahuna. But so what? I would have a havamina to say, if you don't tell me b'ferush, that putting the fire on the Mizbeach, and I need to put the fire on the Mizbeach as the Kapora. I need to put the fire on the Mizbeach for the Kapora. So, Sarka Daida Chamina, given the lava of the Makvak Kapora, you loti by Kahuna. How, where did the Torah ever tell me that there's an Indian of Kahuna other than when we're dealing with the Dan Gufa? Therefore, Kamashwanda by Kahuna. I certainly now need an extra pasuk to say, don't think that the kahuna kicked in at this point only in terms of things that are central to the avoda of the carbon, which is the kapora of it. But actually, even for something as simple as putting the eish al ha-mizbeach, you also need the kahuna. How does that imply, the way Chizkiah claims, how does that imply, but for hefshet v'nituach, you don't need kahuna? I mean, now that we see that lamaisa, you need even for the eish, maybe you take a need for hefshet v'nituach as well. So I'm sorry, Chizkiah's drasha doesn't hold up. So we're going to have to find another raya. Ela mihacha. There is another raya from the following. It says, v'yorchu b'nei Aharon ha-kohanim. There we go again. There we go again. Now again, we're talking about kohanim. But what are they supposed to be doing? Et ha-nitachim, et ha-rosh, et ha-pader, al ha-itzim, asher al ha-eish, asher al ha-mizbeach. Now notice, I mean, all this talk about eish, eitzim, mizbeach, I mean, we don't really know about this yet. It's actually, the Torah is being meram is here in the beginning of Ayikra to the next parasha. That there are, you should know, there's a maracha of eish and eitzim, and so on. So you should know, in other words, where do we put these things? The aricha is there. Okay. But meanwhile, it says again, v'yorchu b'nei Aharon ha-kohanim le'tachim. So, michtei, mikabola ve'elach mitzvahs kuna. Have we not already established that from the point of kabola I need kohanim? Have we not already established that even for putting the eish on the mizbeach, I need to have kohanim? So what do I need to repeat again, that to put the actual pieces of the carbon on top of the eish, that I need kohanim? Obviously I need kohanim. Why wouldn't I need kohanim? We're continuing on from the pasuk we had a minute ago, the previous pasuk that says the kohanim. Every pasuk we need to repeat the kohanim. Ah, here it's coming to tell me, lemu'utei hefshet v'nituach. This is the real makor. This is the third time in a row we're mentioning kohanim. This comes already to tell me, but not hefshet v'nituach. So the first one comes to tell me in the organization of the avodah v'shachat, and then v'ikrivu b'nei Aaron not shechita. The second one comes to tell me that even this, the bringing of the esh requires kohanim. The third one comes to tell me not that you need the kohen for putting on the evorim, which I would have known, but that you only need the kohen for putting on the evorim, and not for getting those evorim ready to be put on. What is getting the evorim ready to be? Hefshet v'nitur. If the skin, the korban, you have to butcher it in such a way that it's right to be evorim to put on the mizbeach. So now it's very clear. Is it so clear? I mean, maybe it's coming to tell me that the B'nai Aaron only are active in the bringing of the Evarim, but not active in the bringing of the Shnei Gzirei Etzim. Because remember, there's really three stages here. There's first the stage getting the fire going. Right? That's Hatzatat Alita. That's what we call before the kindling. We said over there, you need it should be a kohen, and he has to be dressed in his big kahuna, has to be big klishar. It's fine, I understand, that's the v'yorchu eish. But this idea of the eitzim al ha'eish is a middle stage between the eish and the arichas ha'netachim at ha'rosh v'at ha'padar, correct? So isn't it more reasonable to say that when the Torah is repeating unnecessarily that I do need kahuna for setting up the evorim of the korban on the mizbeach, it's not to tell me, but you don't need kohanim in butchering these evorim, but rather it's to tell me you don't need kohanim to do the shnei gzirei etzim, which came before putting on these evorim. And they only kick in again after I already put down the shnei gzirei etzim. But this does not tell me that you don't need a kohen to do the Hefshet V'nituach, which is part of the Hachanat HaYevarim. So now, basically, you've got two choices. You've got an extra mention of kohanim in the Aricha of the actual Evarim. So either it's coming to tell me that you don't need kohanim for putting the wood once they already made the fire, the Shnei Gzirei, which is actually a type of korban, by the way, you should know, that the Rambam, I didn't mention this earlier because I didn't want to confuse, but the Rambam actually brings that the reason that you have a Chiyav Misa is not necessarily because it's Avodat Tama in terms of the Aricha. Remember we had before the Shaila, how do we look at the Aricha? The Shnei Gzirei Yitzim, is that the end? Menemachlok, is that the end or is that the beginning, meaning a midpoint in being Mesader, the Korban, because the putting on the Evarim is also part of the Ma'arocha. Rambam has a couple of Rambam says it's irrelevant because the Shnei Gzirei Etzim are themselves a type of carbon. We know there's a concept of Etzim as a carbon. So besides the fact that they may be part of the Seder HaMa'arocha, there's a carbon Etzim. And Shnei Gzirei Etzim are not less than the carbon Etzim. So the Seder Shnei Gzirei Etzim is something that indeed would stand on its own. Okay, so how do we look at it? Do we look at this pasuk as telling me, no, look at the Shnei Gzirei Etzim as being just a logistical thing, even a czar could do it, and then the kohen has to go ahead now and put on the evarim, or, which would imply that what? That when it comes to the setting up the evarim, including hefshed, v'nituach, all of that's part of what the kohen would do, as opposed to what Chizkiah said, as opposed to what our Mishnah said, or the pasuk may be saying, obviously, the Torah is not coming to exclude the Kohanim from the putting on the Shnei Gzirei Etzim. It already said we need the Kohanim for the Eish. So why does it repeat over here that you need the Kohanim for setting up the Evarim? To tell me, only the setup of the Evarim, but not the preparation of the Evarim, not the Hefshet V'nituach. So now there's two ways of looking at it. It's not 100% persuasive. How do I know which way to look at it? Says they went, well, I mean, isn't it Mistabra? It's more reasonable to look at it like this, that we want to say that only in the taking of the animal parts and putting them on the mizbeach do we need the kohanim, huh? But not in the preparation of those parts, right? I mean, that's very reasonable, because difcha de kavatei mamayet. I mean, for you to say it's a reference to the eitzim is changing the subject. I mean, the subject is what to do with the evorim. And it's saying the Kohanim should take those Evarim and put them on the Mizbeach. Okay, so it's implying. But the Kohanim don't need to do something else to the Evarim. Okay, what's that other thing? Hefshet v'nitua, which is the preparation. I mean, we're going to say, no, it's a reference to the Kohanim need to deal with the Eivorim, but not with the Eitzim. Who's talking about the Eitzim? We're talking about the animal. So isn't it more reasonable to say that it's coming to be Mamayat, the need for the Kunif Hefshet v'nitua? Not necessarily, says the Gemara. You could look at what... You're claiming the topic is the animal. Who says the topic is the animal? I mean, the topic is the Seder of the Ma'arach on the Mizbeach. So the Kohanim should put up the fire, then the Kohanim should put on the Eitzim, then the Kohanim should put on the Eivorim, but it doesn't say the Kohanim should put on the Eitzim. Oh, Raya, that you don't need Kohanim to put on the Eitzim, but it's still talking about the Seder of the Mizbeach, not the animal. So the question is, how do you determine what the central topic is over here to know that we should accept the approach of the Mishnah that the Hefshet v'nituach isn't required by the Kohen? Maybe Hefshet v'nituach does require a Kohen. Maybe the topic over here is only the Ma'aracha. The putting on the Shnei Gzirei Etzim doesn't require a Kohen.
What are the words divcha?
Divcha means zevach. It's Aramaic for zevach. Zayin and Dalet interchange in the Hebrew and the Aramaic. Dikavate, like it. Dikavate, which is like it, meaning which is like the topic that we're discussing. So again, it's an assumption of what the topic is, but to which the Gemara says, Adraba, the topic may well be Sidur. So Sidur dikavate b'mayit. You're looking for the topic? You want to find something of the same set? That's what dikavate means. Search the set. Maybe the set of issues here is the Sidur, not the animal. Says the Gemara, no, and it can't mean that. It can't mean that. It can't mean to be memayet the Eitzim, because lo salkataitach, the Omar Ma, look, we said that the meaning of the Pasuk that refers now to the Hikriva Aaron et HaKol HaMizbecha, which follows now the description of what you do with the innards. Akerev, Akra'ayim, Yerchatz Pamayim. This obviously is a later stage. So now you have parts of the animal that need washing off. And then it says, V'hikriv ha-kohenes ha-kol. Now don't think V'hikriv ha-kohenes ha-kol means to put them on the Mizbeach, because the next word is V'hiktir. So obviously the V'hikriv is not the V'hiktir, correct? V'hiktir ha-mizbecha. What is this v'hikriv ha-kohen et ha-kol? I'll tell you, the Gemara darshens before, that v'hikriv means zuho lachat evorim lekevesh. This is the walking with those evorim to the kevesh, which we selected the Kohanim for. That is indeed part of the necessary job of the kuhuna. So therefore, we could be medayik from that. Holachat evarim lekevesh, and that alone requires kohuna, as opposed to holachat etzim, and that's what we darshan from there. You don't need a kohen to walk the etzim. Now think for a moment, gentlemen. The topic over there again. We're always looking. What is the subject? And then if we have a reason to be mamayit something, we'll be mamayit from that subject. Correct? The subject of that pasuk was walking. So it's saying, walking for a varim, but not walking for something else. What is that something else? The Eitzim. Now, excuse me, but if the Eitzim themselves, to put on the Mizbeach, does not require a kohen, would anyone in his right mind think that the walking would require a kohen? I mean, even to put it on the Mizbeach doesn't require a kohen. Obviously, you don't require a kohen to walk it to the Mizbeach. So by the very virtue of the fact that the kohen, that the Torah required now an exclusion of walking Eivorim, it's telling you, but the actual putting, of the Eitzim, the actual putting of the Eitzim on the Mizbeach indeed would require a kohen. Now that tells you that you cannot darshan the previous mention of kohen to tell me that I do not need a kohen for the Eitzim. Because if I already know I don't need a kohen for the Eitzim, why does the Torah in a later pasuk have to tell me you don't need a kohen to walk the Eitzim? Obviously you don't need a kohen to walk the Eitzim. You don't even need a kohen to put the Eitzim on the Mizbeach. Therefore we're forced to conclude that indeed to put the Eitzim on the Mizbeach, you need a Kohen. To put the Evorim on the Mizbeach, you need a Kohen. Those are the givens. And therefore, only to put the Evorim you need the Kohen, but not to prepare the Evorim you don't need a Kohen. Which proves again that the Hepshed V'nituach does not require Kohuna. Kosher Bazaar, which now is the closing words of the Mishnah, Elo Ve'elo Shavin, which the Gemara explained to mean Shavin in what sense? Shavin in terms of the Heksher Bazaar. Okay, so what we've done is we've really done a beautiful job here, because we looked holistically at the entire thing. We noted that there's four mentions of Kahuna of doing different things, and all of the latter three are going to be redundant unless each one is coming to teach me something which is miyuchad in that limud. By putting them all together, they now are, each one explains to us what the other ones are. Because if we're going to make a mistake in number three and think that it's coming to be mamayit, not hefshet v'nituach, but rather it's going to be mamayit putting on the need for Kohen to put on the eights on the Mizbeach, so then we'll have no explanation whatsoever of number four. Because why would the Torah be telling me you don't need a Kohen to walk the eights? Of course you don't need the Torah. If now I know number four, I could turn around, go back to number three, and say, so why does it say in the Aricha Se'evorim that I need a Kohen? Obviously I need a Kohen. I already know that I need a Kohen on things that are not Makif Kapora for mention number two of the Arich of the Esha, the Mizbeach. So obviously I'll need a Kohen to put on the Evorim. Oh, must be I don't need the Kohen to do the Hefshet V'nituach with the Evorim. Beautiful, such a beautiful drush. Because now we take the entire Parsha of Eila, we see clearly that it's a reference to Kuhuna as opposed to Zarut in three different situations. No. This is not even talking about the Tumid. I'm talking about Akrav HaSanai. Kravas Ola.
In the Midbar,
there
were only
three cards, they would
have to do
the Hefshet V'nituach. Well, okay, I mean, so we're going to wait till Zvaka to see what was brought in the Midbar. Remember that not all Karbonas can be brought in the Midbar, because it wasn't a Mokram of, it was still Kikosha Nachtosim Po Hayom. That's the Shaila. What does that mean? What was brought? But it's not us, you know. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Dvaro.
Amen.
Any parallel to this type of thought process or literary analysis in any other culture
or structure? I don't believe so. It's an amazing thing. You take a look at a Gemara and you understand why Klal Yisrael was light years ahead of anybody else's thinking of it. These were little children that are learning this type of thinking and the need to see things holistically and how each word has to fit into the other. I mean, it became the level of literary analysis thousands of years later, which people started being medayik. Milton writes his stuff with this level of diyukim. You know, this is like the height of Western literature that's achieved literally thousands, 1,500 years afterwards. Incredible, 1,200 years afterwards. Way, way ahead.
Is there any population that allows it today that does anything similar?
Yeah, academia. Okay. So, continues the Gemara. Yeah, now, there's a little bit of a problem in the Girsa, in which this piece, the Ema, is removed entirely by the Gra, by many of the Rishonim. The Bach has a very nice way of going to this, going through the sugya, which he reorganizes the following lines. And I would suggest that we turn to the Bach here and ignore the Ve'ema that we're talking about. It's a little in this order, because in this order it doesn't make sense. But he makes it make sense by changing it a little bit. So take a look in the Bach Ot Gimel. So let's go back to the closing. So then v'archu lamali maspi lama'ute hefshet v'nituach ve'ema. So now we'll keep the gear. So let's see how we can keep it sort of and make it work out. Ve'ema l'gufayhu. Maybe the mentioning of this the Kohanim here is needed for its own drasha. What is that drasha? We're about to show you. But it's interesting, what the drasha is a remez by the number of times that it mentions the work of the Kohen. It teaches us that you need six Kohanim to bring a carbon, which is the six Kohanim that we use for the Hakrava Satamid, other than the Shechita Kabbalah, in other words, the actual Eivorim. So what would that drasha be? As follows. V'kriv HaKohen et HaKol HaMizbecha Zu Holachat Eivorim LeKevesh. So that means Holachat Eivorim LeKevesh. Continues on the sugya. V'notnu. Now that comes to tell me LeGufe. V'orchu. That's Shnayim. B'nei Aaron is Shnayim. HaKohanim Shnayim. L'madun L'tlesh Ata'un Shisha. From there we see that a Tleh requires six Kohanim. So how do you know it's not coming to tell me that? Says the Gemara, Hochinami, indeed, that is the case. Now go back to the Hochinami. Hochinami, indeed, that is the case. And therefore, what is the real drasha? Ela, v'hiktir hakohen et hakol lemayata. Why then do we need the pasuk to tell me that the Kohen should be makter et hakol? Obviously, we already know that the Kohen is makter et hakol mizbecha. Lemu'ute hefshet v'nituach. That's coming, Gufa, to tell me the mi'ad of hefshet v'nituach. Okay, so now, by rearranging it in that way, we end up bringing our raya from the words v'iktir.
So it was like, if we took the same type of question twice, and the first one got skipped down between the ema l'gufayim, and then the ema achinam l'gufayim.
No, there is no ema achinam l'gufayim. This is Ve'ema L'gufayu. Then the Hochinami becomes the answer. If we read it like the Gra, we ignore this question because it's not a very good question at all. Because to say from the Lashon HaRabim that we darshan two Kohanim, therefore we should have to repeat, and that we should have to repeat the Pasuk, is not persuasive. That this would be the Iker Drasha. That we need Orchu 2, B'nei Aaron 2, Kohanim 2. That's a reason to repeat the whole thing to tell me six. That's what the kasha is based on. We're repeating the Kohanim to tell me two Kohanim. We're repeating the B'nai Aaron to tell me two Kohanim. We're repeating the Oracle to tell me two Kohanim. Okay. So the Gra takes out this whole thing, as does the do many of the Rishonim. And then it's simply, according to this, if we take the whole thing out, so then the Gemara just wants to go over at this point all of the drushes. So it goes starting from the beginning. And therefore, it reads it. Let's put it all together now. And we have like this. V'kriva kohen et hakol is V'kriva kohen et hakol mizbecha is a holokas evorim lekevesh. Holokas evorim lekevesh boikuna. Holokas etzim lo boikuna. Shnei gzira etzim boikuna. What is v'natnu coming to tell me? V'natnu, that I need to know. We said l'gufei, because otherwise we would have thought something that's not makif kapora is not echiyev. V'orchu now comes to tell me shnayim. B'nei Aaron, shnayim akonim, shnayim. B'manu l'tle, sheto'un shisha. Fine. Omer of Amnuna. So it's just reviewing. Omer of Amnuna. There's one problem with this interesting drush about a tle requiring shisha. And what is interesting about this drasha is that the pasuk isn't talking about a tled, darn it. The pasuk is talking about a par. How in the world did somebody learn out from the words of B'nai Aaron and V'orchu and so on in the parsha of a par, which is brought as an ayla, the dinim of a tled? How do you get that? This really bothered him. So, v'hai b'ben ha-bakar k'tiv. It says a ben ha-bakar. Ben ha-bakar, that's the biggest thing you can have. A ben ha-bakar requires a srim v'arba, not shisha. Then after thinking about it, he realized, v'nechale, he realized, now I understand. Because here we are in Parshat Vayikra. We haven't even yet introduced the Eitzim and the Eish and the Mizbeach. We're just talking about what to do with the animal, right? For some reason, the Pasuk says, Al HaEitzim, Asher Al HaEish, Asher al hamizbeach. What in the world is that doing here, Bichlal? There's a mistake here in your if you're using the Oz v'Hadar, they bring the wrong pasuk. Okay, this is the wrong pasuk that they were trying to. We're supposed to be bringing the pasuk of the par, which we've just been doresh. They don't bring it. So, but anyway, why repeat over here? Say this by a par. Whoever was talking about Eitzim and Eish and Mizbeach. Ah, therefore, what the Torah is doing over here is saying, you know the thing that I'm going to tell you. I bet you peeked ahead. I bet you know about Tzav. You know what I'm going to tell you about Eitzim and Eish and Mizbeach? Sure, you know. The tummy, which is a tlef, it's a keves. That korban that will go ala Eitzim, ala Eish, ashala Mizbeach, which is going to be mentioned soon in Parshas Tzav, that tlef requires the Orchu to Bnei Aaron 2, HaKohanim 2, equals 6 per tleh. That's all. So it's a din specifically in the Hakravat HaTamid, which of course makes so much sense. Because here in Vayikra, we're just talking about individuals bringing karbanas, and as we said yesterday, there is no din of splitting up the number of kohanim that are going to bring a particular karban. One kohen can take all day long if he wants to do a karban for somebody. There's no halach of these pious and the splitting it up. So Mamela, of course, it's only reasonable. That's what he was saying to himself. What was I thinking? Of course there's no din here in Vayikra. The din would only apply to Tzav anyway. What I should have asked myself was, how did he know that we were talking about something that had to be split up, which is only the Korban Tamid? Of course, because it says, Eish and Eitzim and Mizbeach. That was the hint. The Torah is giving us halacha of, and if you do this avedas ha'ela to the korban tamid, which I will mention later, where I don't tell you what needs to be done to it, I'm relying on what I told you here in Vayikra. So here in Parshas Vayikra, I want you to know, by the way, when you get to that korban, it has to be brought and bring it with six. So it's very beautiful. Now again, we see holistically the two parashot, how they interrelate, and how we could have a remnant. So, v'nechale, he then started feeling good about this drasha, and he said, of course, that's why it says, ala etzim asher ala eish, to tell me, asher ala mizbeach, to tell me, ezeu davar, what is going to be the thing, shene'emar bo etzim, and eish, and mizbeach, that's the korban tamid, and that, indeed, is a tleh, that's a keves. And therefore, look how much the Tana took for granted when he said that this teaches us that a tle requires sheish. He assumed that we would be intelligent enough to realize that, of course, this isn't a din in an oila, which is a nedava. This is a din in an oila that requires a pious and a tzibur and a whole seder. And that seder is six kohanim to bring the evarim.
Where did we learn the 24?
Just as far. Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yochanan, Zar shesideret ha-ma'aracha chayav. You tell me, it's very interesting now, because we have, in fact, because we've seen the different levels at which the kahuna kicks in. So each time the kahuna kicks in, the question is, okay, but the previous thing was not a problem with the Zar, right? Now, the sidur ha-ma'aracha seems to be included in the fact that it says that the Kohen should be the one, as we just said, to put on the Eish. So if the Zar now fixes up the Ma'aracha with the Eitzim, so that's also part of that Sheish. He would be Chayim.
After the Kohen has already put on
the Mechora, the setting up the Ma'arechet Eitzim, which is now the Eish HaMizbeach Tu Kadbo, is part of all of that Avodah. So Ketzad Hu Oseh, what then should the Tzar do if he finds himself in this peculiar position? Porka v'chozer v'sodra. You should take off the old wood and put it back on again. What? What is that going to help him? He's dead. My honeyway. What do you mean? He's not allowed to be remisader. What are you talking about? No, I mean porka Tzar. A Tzar can be the one who takes off now the old ma'aracha. So now you're trying to set up fresh wood. Fine, that's not a problem. He can take down the ma'aracha And then a Kohen, of course, would have to come along and be Mesader. So drunk Kohen. That's what I meant to say.
What are we asking our kids? How does he get out of it?
Yeah. It was just
how
one.
What do we do?
No, what could be done is what it ends up meaning. And what could be done? We thought it meant.
And he wouldn't be open.
Right. We thought that it meant that, well, you know, if the guy put it there, he better take it down. What? It was just completely crazy. It's not, you know, what do you do if you find yourself having done something as B'chaya Misa, take it down? That's not going to help. So now we said, no. What could he do? He could be Porek it. And then, of course, the Sodra, the Kohen, would now go and be Misadra. Because we don't have a problem with a Zar being Porek.
Porek what was already placed there by a cloth.
Yeah. The old one, say it burned, want to fix it up, he could take that off, it's no problem.
Forkless Zohar means even a Zohar, or the guy himself?
Even a Zohar.
We're not talking about whether, no, it doesn't make a difference whether it's the guy.
He shouldn't be there, B'chlal. What's a Zohar doing here until Mizbeach? We're saying, but in a case, what could have been done without being Mechayim and Nisa? He could have been Purim. Maskiflo Rebbe Zera, we just wait a minute over here. The being Mesader the Ma'arocha does not have to be done in the day. Now that's something that we're going to... that a Zar is only chayev on things that are done in the day. There's a lot of assumptions here. So first the Gemara challenges this last assumption. The low? Why not? Who's to say that the kashrus of a Zar is dependent on whether the Aveda is done by Yom HaBalayla? I mean, Evorim Upidorim. That's a pretty big Aveda. The Avorim HaBedorim is being makriv on the Mizbeach. You do that all night long. We know that a Zar, even if he flipped a piece of meat on the Mizbeach in the middle of the night, he's Chayav Misa. So what are you telling me? That has to be Avodas Hayom. HaKtorah goes on all night. It's not Avodas Hayom. But it's so Avodat Yomamehi. As we saw earlier, it is Avodat Hayom. It's just we're concluding the Avodat Hayom. There I agree with you. Wait a minute. So then Trumat HaDeshen, you can say the same thing. Trumat HaDeshen is an Avodat Laila, and Trumat HaDeshen, Azar, is Chayev, we said earlier. So according, at least, you know, if you hold them, and that's our Machlokas with Levi, but Trumat HaDeshen, Trumat HaDeshen is Tchilat Avodat Yemamahi. Trumat HaDeshen is viewed as the beginnings of the day's Avodah. By the way, despite the fact that before we had a question how to read that, right? Does it mean it's the beginning of the day's avoda, or does it mean he was mekadesh et yadav le'avoda? Right? We'll see. Yom Rav Asi, Yom Rav Yochanan, kidesh yadav v'trumat hadeshen. If someone in the middle of the night did kidesh yadayim v'raglayim, it's not the middle of the night, really. It's now after sunset, after sunrise, after dawn, I mean, excuse me. Now, last time that we brought this from Rabbi Yochanan, we said it means kidesh maybe mitchila le'avoda, not chilat avoda. So why don't we just answer that? Tosus says we could have answered that. Tosus and Norman Aleph. We could have answered that, but the Gemara naturally, and very often does this, wants to examine both possibilities. So let's assume that it means this. All right. So, saying that it's Chilat Avodah, I understand that the Trumat HaDeshen, okay, Trumat HaDeshen, the only reason you're Chayev would be because it is an Avodat Hayom. So now Rabbi Zera's question stands, Velakasha. So where do we find an Aveda that is pure nighttime Aveda, which I'm insisting is the case of the Sidur HaMa'arakha, and nonetheless, the Zohar should be chayev. Therefore, Rav Asi must have said something else. Not Zohar shesiderat ha-maracha, but rather, Ela ki itmar hachi itmar. Actually, what Rav Yochanan had said was, Om Rav Asi, Om Rav Yochanan, Zohar shesider shnei gzirei eitzim chayav, ho'il v'avodat yomi, shnei gzirei eitzim. Where there it says Uvier Alea Hakohin Eitzim Baboker Baboker. That is not the equivalent of the Sidur HaMa'aracha. That's a special carbon of two large blocks of wood that are put on the Mizbeah, on which the Torah specifies it has to be Baboker Baboker. And to make sure that that's there every morning. So that's an avodat yom. That says Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, that is why the Zohar is chayev. Maskifla Rava. So Rava asks, what? Wait a minute. If the Zohar is chayev and it's avodas hayom, then why doesn't it require a pious? Why don't we find that we make a pious mi zacha l'shnei gzirei etzim? And of course, you know the answer to that. The answer to that is we do. So the Gemara ishtamid etay. My gosh, Rava forgot the Braita. Remember, the Braita says mi shezacha b'trumat adeshen yizkeh b'sidur ma'arachah b'sidur shnei gzirei etzim. That was one of the things we did to encourage participation in the pious for the Trumat HaDeshen. It was an automatically, according to Zoche, the Trumat HaDeshen is also going to be Zoche to the Shnei Gzirei Etzim. So Rabbi's question was no question at all. We do have a pious for the Shnei Gzirei Etzim. Wait, are you trying to tell me Rabbi's question is a little bit weird? Rava says, well, now that that's the case, then why don't we have a pious? Well, what do you mean, now that that's the case? So you're saying, l'meimah, that only because it's avodat hayom, therefore it requires a pious. But avodat laila doesn't require a pious. I mean, and what about the fact that evarim u'pedarim require a pious? Well, all the number of konim that are going to be able to bring up from the kevesh l'mizbeach, or the one coin, if you learn it like Rashi. Why does that need a pious? No, that's because it's sof avodat yamama. Well, but what about the Trumat HaDeshen? What about the Trumat HaDeshen if we're assuming that the Trumat HaDeshen is an avodat laila? No, that's Mishum Maisa Shahayim. What do you mean? We know, in fact, that it's only because of the horrible stories about the competition on the Mizbeach that we made a pious with Trumat HaDeshen. But it's not that there was an initial hanacha that we need a pious. What Rav is saying is, but if something is chayev bizar and it's an avodat yom, so then you should need a pious, so automatically, without needing a maisa to prove to you that you need a pious. Okay, but still, you're telling me that Rav's assumption is, when Rav turns around and says, well, if that's the case, if what's the case? If what you just said was the case, tell me, what did I just say? I said the Tzar is Chayev Misa, A, and that it's an Avodas Yom, B, right? Because it's the Shnei Tzirei Etzim. Are you telling me that only an Avodas Yom plus a Tzar Chayev Misa, those two things, and only those two things, require a pious? But if a Tzar is not Chayev Misa, you don't need a pious. I don't understand. Isn't it very striking that you do need a pious between the Kohanim for Shechita when a Tzar could do the Shechita theoretically? So if we want to be Mechabed, and so be Mechabed the Nasi to do the Shechita of the Karban Tami. So that theoretically, if the Kohanim agree, we could do that if they don't mind giving away their... And yet, it's so chashev, it requires a pious despite the fact that a Tzar is not going to be chayev if he would do it. Not only wouldn't he be chayev, it's not even an issur to do it. And yet, mi shochet, doesn't say mi shochet. So we needed particularly a pious shechita. Well, I mean, it's different, of course, the shechita over here of the Karban Tamid. I mean, it's a big important thing. Shaini shechita, tefilat avodahi, I mean, understand, that's like the first thing that's done for the Karban Tamid and so on. Obviously, everybody wants to have a go at that, so we're going to need a pious that's kosher, even though it's kosher bizarre. All I was asking, says Rava, is, I mean, I understand that these things are not all that kosher, the Shnei Gzirei Etzim, and so on, and the Sidur Ma'aroch. I mean, so, and if you wouldn't be chayev on it with a Tzar, and it's kosher b'layla, I mean, why is it that the Sidur Ma'aroch doesn't require a pious? That's what I was asking. I wasn't saying that's the only thing. I mean, things that there was a history of problematic competition obviously require a pious. Things that everybody wants, like the Shechita, which is the beginning of the Veda, obviously requires pious. I wasn't asking an absolute. I was just saying, in this case, given that it's so chashev, that it's an Avodas Yom, that it's and that it's a Zara Chayev. Why doesn't need a pious? Don't hold me to every diak in what I said. Omer Mar Zutra, Vitei Mar Rav Ashi, Va'anan Lo Tanan Hachi. The way we have it in the Mishnah is that the two Gzirei Eitzim are not Avodat Yom. You took for granted that since it says Baboker, Baboker, so Baboker, Baboker means if you don't do it in the day, it's going to be possible. It's an Avodat Yom. It's just like Tzav Es Aharon, I mean, the Yom Tzavoto. All these Avodas need to be done in the course of the day. And yet, if you take a look at the Mishnah that we're going to have later on, right here in our Masechta, the Seder of the day was Amar Lehem HaMimuneh Tzu'ur'u Imi Giyazman HaShchita, tomorrow's Mishnah. So there's a Mimuneh who tells them, climb up to the top and see for sure that it's already time for the Shchita, that it's the daytime. Because there once was a Maisa where they mistook a very bright moon for the day, they made a mistake, and they shechted it, they had to throw it out, burn it, redo it. From that time they were mitakein to go and make sure that it's the day. So the Mimuna would say, see if it's time for the Shechita. I understand, why did he say see if it's time for the Shechita? He should have said before they even did the Shnei Gzirei Etzim, get about the Shechita. Is it okay to put on the Shnei Gzirei Etzim? That's done earlier. So that's the first thing we should have said. Is it really time to put on the Shnei Gzirei Etzim? Why doesn't he say that? Must be. Iluzman Shnei Gzirei Etzim Lo Katani. He doesn't say anything about putting on the Shnei Gzirei Etzim. No, come on, that's a problem. What's going to happen if you did put on the Shnei Gzirei Etzim? You'll take them off and put them on again. But if you shecht the tamid, it's going to be pretty hard to re-shecht it. So things that you can make a takana to, achta ita takanta. I mean, but what do we care? Worst comes to worst. What's it? Was a mistake one time every 100 years we have a mistake. No. Mumeo. It looks pretty good from down here that it's bright. I'm going to rely on that for the Shnei Gzirei Etzim. If when I send you up later to find out that it's 100% absolutely daylight to do the Shechita, you say, no, it was a mistake. It was actually a bright spotlight from Ramallah. Okay, so we'll put on the Shnei Gzirei Etzim again. Well, what's the big deal? That's part of the Ketz of the Wasser, Porkan, V'chozer V'sodran. I can take it down and put it back on again. Maybe that's why we say it. So, things that it would be tragic if it were done, like the mistake we made with the tummy. Okay, that he says to them, make sure. Now, Ika the Amri, there's another approach to the whole sugya of Rebbe Zeira. Not that Rebbe Zeira asked that it's an avodat laila, what Rabbi Yochanan said originally. But what he asked about Rabbi Yochanan's original, the way we had Rabbi Yochanan originally, was that Rabbi Yochanan said, Zash Sideret Amaracha. Now we changed our mind because of the power of Rabbi Zera's question, that it's done at night. If it's done at night and only Avodas Laila, it's not Tchilas Avodas Hayom, and it's not Seif Avodas Halaila. Why would a Zar be Chayav Misa? On the strength of that question, we restated Rabbi Yochanan's Maimer, and we said that, well, you're right, actually what Rabbi Yochanan said was, it was the Shnei Gzirei Etzim that you would be Chayav on, not on the Sidur HaMaracha. Very nice. But there's another version. Not that Rabbi Zera asked about the nighttime. That didn't bother him. What bothered him was the fact that it's not an Avodat Tama. Matkif la Rabbi Zera v'chiyesh lecha avodah shiyesh achareha avodah upsula bizar. Do you not need to put on Shnei Gzirei Etzim after you do the Seder HaMaracha? And is not the Shnei Gzirei Etzim the conclusion of the work of the Seder HaMaracha? It is indeed. And we said earlier that only Avodat Tama is considered Vavatem. Remember we darshaned? Avodat Tama is the only thing Vazorak HaRev Yumat. But if it's not avodat tamah, it's not the end of a series. It's not the end of a series. This is just the middle of the series. We lit the kindling, and then we put on the burning wood, and then we're going to put on blocks of wood, the shnei gzirei tzim on top of it. You didn't get up to the blocks of wood. Therefore, a zar should not be chayev misa. Now, the Gra, Rashi, many others take out all of the next lines to ela i'itmar hachi itmar. Therefore, what he really meant to say was, Om Rabasa Rabbi Yochanan, Zar Shesider Shnei Gzirei Tzim Chayav. Not that Zar Shesider Tamaracha, but Zar Shesider Shnei Gzirei Tzim Chayav, O Il V'Avodah Tamayi. Since it's Avodah Tamah, therefore you're Chayav Misa. Wow. So we have two approaches. Either because the first Lashon is, Rabbi Zeir's attack was, Zar Shesideret Amaracha? What? Isn't that an Avodat Laila? To which the Gemara responds, you're right. Let's read it differently. Rabbi Yochanan really said, Zar Shesideret Shnei Gzirei Tzim, because that's an Avodat Yom. The second version is, Rabbi Zeir said, what? Zar Shesideret Amaracha? What do you mean? It's still in the middle of a set of Avodas that will only conclude with the Shnei Gzirei Tzim. And again, we respond, you're right. What Rabbi Yochanan really said was Zar Shesider the Shnei Gzirei Tzim is Chayev, because that would be the end of the Seder. Okay, it's late, so I mean the truth is this is on.
Why is it Avodat Tamah? What is it completing?
The Seder Amarav.
Not.
If you want, we can because I mean it's what we're going to do just now. Of course, just to repeat this in the second version, the latter piece. I feel funny ending here, even though. So, you know, it's not so bad. We'll review it tomorrow. We're basically going to go through the same kashas. Rava's question: why, you know, why does he need a pious and bringing a raya from the Mishnah about Omar Lahem Amamuna, which of course will introduce the Mishnah of Omar Lahem Amamuna. This is the derech of the Gemara. But so it's nice. We'll have a nice chazor.
And we skipped from the very beginning of this.
Yes, well, we skipped from the words Vaharei, as the Gra takes it out. Until Ella Kashna. Right. And then we answer Ella Yitma Aki Yitma. Okay? All right. All right, let's try again. Hani Boy Leila Gufe. Om Ripshime Barashi. Hashkechat Ela Abayad Avimazbir Leila Vrei. Vishachat. Shchita Bezark Sher. Vachim Yahim Bata. Ah. Echol Shenema. Ve'atov Anech Leitrat Shmuet Kunatchem Lechol Dvar HaMizbeach. Shomea Ani Afilu Shchita. אמר לא אומר, ושחט את בן הבקר לפני השם, והקריבו בני אהרון הכהנים את אדם. מקבול ואילך only is מצוות כהונה. In which case, ושמח ידו, which comes before, and then ושחט is the same guy. לימד על השחיטה שקשר בזה. Now, let me ask, מיכת, we've proven מקבול ואילך מצוות כהונה. Why do we need to say ונתנו בני אהרון הכהנים? למה לי? Must be למותף שבניתוח, which is חזקיה's drosha of yesterday. Vakati Yisrael? No, because Sakhtak Hamina. Kiman the lava vidumaka kapori, this bringing of the Eish alam is bea. Loti boy kuhuna. Kamash malan, that Eish is boy kuhuna. Elamihoch. Viochubene arona kohanimet anitachim, et arosh et apader. What do we need that for? Mikhte, mikabola velak mitzvat kuhuna. Why say viochulamali? Lamute hefshet vidituach. Why? Well, on the contrary, we know from the next mention of the Kohanim that the Siddur does require Kohanim. The Omar Mar, and from there we prove that Holakat Evarim Lekevesh shouldn't be Oikuna, but Holakat Eitzim lo Oikuna. But obviously, if I need a post to tell me that Holakat Eitzim lo Oikuna, then the Sidur of Shnei Gzirei Eitzim does require the Kuhuna. In which case, V'yarchu Lamali is only left with one possibility now out of the two, namely, the Mu'ute Hefshet V'nituach, V'yema Legufayu. V'kriva kohen es hakol ha-mizbecha zu alokat evorim lekevesh, and it continues on. In other words, it's an introduction only. according to this version, to the real drasha that would be legufayu. So this would be now zu alachat evar mekevesh, alachat evar mekevesh ad baikuna, alachat seitzim lo baikuna, asilu shleg zirei etzim baikuna, v'natnu is legufe, v'archu equals two, v'nei aron equals two, akohanim equals two, l'madnu l'tle sheta'un shisha, answers the Gemara, hachanami, elavi, k'tira k'inata kolam izbecha lamali, l'mayata, l'muti afshit v'nituar, Omer v'mnuna, kashel el Rav Eliezer, hai b'ben abakar k'tiv, ben abakar esim arbaaboy. And then Nechalei, of course, alaitzim asher ha'ish, asher ha'mizbeach, teaches us, ezeo davar shenem arbo, etzim ha'ish ha'mizbeach, obviously, is the korban tomi. Aviyom ha'zetzle, the remez here is for that korban. Omer v'asi, Omer v'yocha, zar shesiderat ha'maracha, chayab, ketzadu ose, porka, v'chose v'sodra. Why? My honey like? I mean, porka zar, v'sodra koin, Maskev la Rebbe Zer, v'chiyesh lecha avoda, shekshera b'layla v'sula b'zar. Why not? Are evorim u'bedorim? That's sof avoda dimamehi. Are trumat adeshin? That's tchilat avoda dimamehi. Amr v'as yom v'yochne. Kidesh yodav v'trumat adeshin l'mok rein tzorch l'kadesh v'kadesh v'tchilas avoda. Svela kasha. Why is the zar chayim? Elakit morachit. Amr v'as yom v'yochne. Zar shesider shreik zreitzim. Chayav hov avodat yom. Matkif lo rova elamiyata tiboy pious. Ishtamit there, the Tanya, that there is a pious. Mishi zachaba chumata deshem yiskeva sidom arachabish tishtek zereitzi. Lameimra de avodat yom boy pious, avodat layo lo boy pious. Are evarim u bedarim sof avodat yamamahi. Are chumata deshem. That's only mishum maisi shahoya. So what about, you're telling me now that Avedis Yom and Avedis Zor Chayav Amita, only that boy pious. But if it wouldn't have been for Zor Chayav Amita, lo boy pious. Well, what about Shechita? No, Shani Shechita. Shechita is the Tchilas Aveda. Omer Marzut, Ritemer Vashi, Va'anan lo, Tnanach, that the Shnei Gzirei Etzim were Avedis Yom. Omar Lehem HaMemune, Tzu'ur, Ui Migia, Zman HaShechita, doesn't say a word about Shnei Gzirei Etzim lo Katani. No, but that's because Hakta let leitakanta katani. Hakta eat leitakanta lo katani. The ikiriyam, the matke for Rebizera, the chiyesh lecha avoda, chiyesh acharea avoda, upsula bizar. It says the Gemara, achi, yale itma, achi itma, omre basram yochanan, zar shesider shnei gzere, tzim, chayav, hoi ove avoda tamayim.